An interesting chat with Sharon Salvaggio from the Northwest Center for Alternatives to Pesticides, and they have written a guide to help farmers find pesticide alternatives. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.
In the guide, we highlight some of these different pesticides, and we go into some detail about alternative approaches. We also highlight growers and irrigation districts that are using alternatives, people who have found that they can manage their land using alternative approaches. We all want pure water, and sometimes people, we understand, don't have an alternative. So when that's the case, using best management practices or simple actions like planting trees on the edges of streams or using grass filter strips on the edges of fields, preventing drift by using drift reduction approaches, those can have a powerful impact on water quality. Let me give you a couple of examples. We believe that minimizing the need for pesticides is important for growers, not just for salmon and steelhead, because as many growers know, routine use of pesticides can result in resistance, and that creates just compounding problems. And herbicides and insecticides are also expensive in many cases. We also know that when pesticides wipe out those beneficial organisms that under a sort of a natural situation eat often the pests of concern, when they wipe out those beneficials in addition to the target pests, secondary pest outbreaks might occur.
David Sparks.